Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now, like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. Plus, you can support college access and student access when you donate online to round up in-store to APIA scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream is a total chocolate game changer. We start with unbelievably creamy dark chocolate ice cream. Then we add different chocolate treats, like chocolate cookies, chocolate cake, or chocolate brownies, to make four decadent chocolate flavors. Because sometimes the thing that pairs best with chocolate is more chocolate. Tillamook Chocolate Collection ice cream. Extraordinary dairy.
Wow. So, okay. This is Best Friends.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. This is Best Friends.
It's a podcast.
With best friends.
Named Nicole.
And Sashir.
And today, we went to pole dancing class.
Oh, boy.
It was your first day back in a while.
I know. I've been gone for weeks. Mm-hmm. And I am sore.
It was nice to have you back in class.
It was nice to be back.
And I fell today.
You did. It looked very dramatic. But you said it didn't hurt.
No, I wasn't far off the ground enough for it to actually hurt.
Okay, good.
I was trying to, I don't know, spread my legs.
Yeah, which you're usually great at.
I mean, I can spread them, but on a pole, it's a little hard.
It's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, I was trying to do, I'm trying to do more aerial stuff.
I'm proud of you for trying.
And I figured, you know, I'm going to fall. So, yeah. Great. Got that out of the way. So now I'm not scared of falling anymore.
That's great.
It already happened.
You did have your, you were like getting your leg really high up there. I feel like you're well on your way.
Oh, for that one?
For these, what, I have no idea what it's called, but where you swing and kick your foot up.
Oh, yeah. That's an invert where you have a little bit of momentum. It's not like from a standing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's hard. It's hard. I get a little closer each time.
Yeah.
But pretty glad I didn't go fully upside down because I was like, if I can't do the little split thingy that I was trying to do, I would be up higher. And if I fell, it would be higher up.
Mm.
So maybe that was the Lord being like, slow your roll, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Although, I don't know if you'd be higher because you're not pulling yourself up. When you swing your legs, your torso part's the same. It's just that your legs are up. So when you're doing the split thing, same thing. You're holding yourself up and your hands under your butt, right?
Yeah. I don't know. You might be right. I don't know. But I'm going to foam roll out today.
Yeah, I got
today,
foam roll out, too.
Just in case my body's like, that actually did hurt.
Yeah. I also went to booty yoga last night.
I missed my twerk class last night.
Why?
Traffic.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it took, and then I took a wrong turn. I was trying to do a shortcut, and it was like, no. And I was like, I'm going to get there 15 minutes late, and that's too late.
Dang.
So I cried in my car. Because that's the appropriate response when you schedule too many things in a day.
Did you think you were crying because you were overwhelmed or because you really love twerk that much?
I love twerk that much.
All right.
It had nothing to do with being overwhelmed. I was just furious that I was missing my favorite thing of the week.
Yeah, okay.
I like it. I like shake about big butt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then I went home and ate a bunch of meatballs.
A bunch?
Seven.
Whoa, that is a bunch.
I counted them out. There's six left for tonight.
Oh, nice. Is it like a frozen box or something?
No, a box.
Where did these meatballs come from?
In a bag.
Oh, all right. I guess I'm crazy because I thought they were in a box. The appropriate packaging was a bag.
The beauty of going box was I knew I was going to say bag. It's no different. They're from Trader Joe's and they're turkey meatballs and they are the best meatballs in the world.
They sound great.
They're so good. You don't even know.
I don't.
Maybe I'll invite you over and cook you up some.
This sounds like a threat.
I once made a man meatballs on a date. He came over and I made him dinner. And
just
I did it.
Meatballs?
No, I made spaghetti too.
Oh.
But I did it wrong. So normally I microwave them, but I was like, I can't microwave for a boy. So I just dumped frozen meatballs in a skillet. And he's like, they're never going to cook that way. And I was like, they will. I know what I'm doing. And then I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I think I had braids at the time. I had braids and I was turning on the stove and my braids swung into the fire and he's like, your hair. And I was like, don't worry about it.
Oh no. He's like, this woman.
Uh-huh. And then shortly after he was like, I can't date you anymore. Mm. And I was like, this is thrilling for both of us.
Mm.
But you know, you live, you learn, you cook meatballs in a skillet, and it takes double the time a microwave would take. I should have put them in the microwave and then put them in the skillet.
Mm. Or maybe just the microwave. No?
No, I think I want them in the skillet.
Oh, okay.
Because,
But have you been eating them?
In the microwave.
So why is that? So why change it?
Because I don't put tomato sauce on it when I eat them.
Oh, okay.
I was, like, making spaghetti and meatballls.
You put frozen meatballs in a skillet of pasta sauce?
Yeah, wrong.
That is wrong.
Fully wrong.
Yeah.
But when I make them, I don't eat pasta with it. I just eat them with some Parmesan cheese melted and ranch dressing. It sounds disgusting.
It does sound disgusting.
But it's maybe my favorite combination of flavors.
I don't want to come over and have meatballs.
It's savory. Come eat my savory meatballs.
Nope, not like that.
Please come eat my savory meatballs. Nope, well, if you came over, I would make you spaghetti and meatballs. I wouldn't just serve you meatballs.
Okay.
I eat strange things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Yeah, all right.
I've always been like that.
Yeah.
I used to eat meat bowls, not to be confused with a ball. And that was when I was on Atkins. I would make ground beef, put some tomato sauce in it, and then put like a pound of mozzarella cheese on it. Or order a pizza from Tom's Mediocre Pizza Place downstairs. Well, it was actually called Tom's Delicious Pizza, but I thought the pizza was only mediocre.
Sure.
And the only way you could get it delicious is if you ordered it with extra cheese. Mm. And that was like a secret thing we learned. But anyway, yeah, I order a cheese pizza and I would peel the cheese off and put it on top of my meatball and throw away the bread. Because I was on Atkins, couldn't eat the bread.
Oh, okay. Wow, this is very involved.
Yeah. I don't make anything easy for myself. You've never ordered food and used half of it?
I don't think so. I can't think of one time I've done that.
Jordan, have you ever done that?
No. No.
Say you want a grilled cheese, you don't have no cheese, you don't order a pizza and get some bread.
No, that costs more money. Just get also, cheese.
I feel like that's the wrong cheese on a grilled cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants mozzarella cheese on a grilled cheese.
That's so weird.
Have you done that, Kimmy?
Can't say that I have.
I'm probably fully alone in this.
I think so.
And I know because my roommate at the time, Jen Jen, would be like, what are you doing? And I was like, covering my meatball in cheese. And he just is. Yeah.
All right. Well, now I know.
Now I feel weird.
Hey,
I can't believe not one other person's done it. I don't think it was that strange of a thing to do.
It's okay. It's just one thing on a long list of other weird things you do.
My brain just doesn't work like everyone else's.
Yeah.
I needed the cheese.
Hey, you know, it's okay.
That's how you can get the cheese.
Okay.
You order a pizza with cheese.
It's okay. Well,
and I bring you the cheese.
No. Oh, no. But it's also like someone put in time to make this whole pizza, and then you ripped off just part of it and threw the rest away.
Uh-huh. Did you see what I did with the end of my pizza when we went to dinner the other night?
No.
So when I have the last two pieces, I was like, I don't want both of them. So I ripped the cheese off one. Oh, no. I didn't want – there was three left. So I ripped the cheese off two, put it on one, and made a big cheese pizza.
I'm really glad I missed that. I'm really glad I missed all of that. I can't believe I missed it, but I'm glad I did.
See, it's not so weird because you didn't clock it.
Well, it's not like studying you while you eat.
Next time, watch me eat a cheese pizza.
Okay, yeah. I won't say a word. I'll just watch you finish a cheese pizza.
Honestly, I'd like it. I would love to have my friend come over and watch me eat. You wouldn't love that?
No.
I come over, you have some soup or something. I just watch you.
No, I think that's weird.
Slurp as I watch.
Mm-mm.
All right.
I mean, people would pay to watch people eat.
People do pay.
Yeah.
There's like a whole feeder community.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it's not necessarily like feedy. There's also just women who eat online. I watched a couple of videos of this woman who eats like crab legs.
Oh, I've seen that.
She's great.
And she's like,
she slurps. Yeah, her fingers are all mic, greasy.
She's getting long nails.
Yes. And she's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And she devours the most food I've seen a human eat.
Yeah.
But she's very little.
Gotta make that money.
Would you ever eat for money?
No.
No?
Not now. Probably if I knew that was an option when I was broke, maybe.
What if the Sultan of Catan, I don't know if that's a place.
I don't either, but it sounds like something.
What is that? I don't know what I'm thinking of.
Are you thinking of the Settlers of Catan? Oh, no. And then the Sultan of Brunei?
I guess I don't think that's who I'm thinking of.
But definitely Settlers of Catan is probably what you were thinking of. Oh man.
Yep, Settlers of Catan.
So if the Settlers of Catan ask me to eat, is it weird?
like a rich person from somewhere. I was going to pay you a bunch of money to eat. Would you do it? Like, if he was like, I'll give you $7 million and I'll pay the taxes on your $7 million. So it's more than $7 million. Will you eat for an hour, rub your belly, and then that's it?
Oh, yeah. I would do that.
Well, okay. Well, it's nice to know that you can be bought. I can't believe
it. The Sultan of Catan.
The Sultan of Catan.
Oh, boy.
You mean Settlers of Catan? A game I played one time.
But it stuck with you.
And the dude I was fucking lost, and he threw a fit.
Oh, no.
I'm
sure he did. He's like, I lost someone who doesn't even know the name of this game.
She keeps calling him the Sultan of Catan. We've had fun today, but we have a segment called Besting Each Other.
We're going to interview two best friends about their best friendship.
Yeah, it's always fun.
Yeah. And we have the Try Guys here.
Two of the Try Guys. One half of the Try Guys. You can watch their videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. We have Keith Hasberger and Zach Kornfeld.
You did good.
Thanks.
Those are tough names.
They are tough names.
I have a really easy name.
Yeah.
Nicole Byer.
Nicole Byers.
Not the name.
Yeah.
There's no
Nicole S. Byers.
There's no S.
Like the ice cream.
No, that's Briars. I want you to go into Gelson's and be like, where's the Byers ice cream? They're like, no, you're buying it. So you're buying the ice cream? No, the Byers ice cream.
It's like a who's on first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm just kidding. I know your name's Byer.
Thanks.
B-U-Y-E-R.
No.
I'm just kidding.
And your name is Sasha Byer to Jamarker.
You got it.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
Black representation in the media means so much to me. I loved Whoopi Goldberg growing up, and I was like, oh, that's a woman who, like, she's got the same skin tone as me. She kind of looks like me, and I can do it. So honestly, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Every episode is a living account of what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Listen to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
You know from the Try Guys, we're here with Keith Habsberger. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I just 5 minutes ago got a flat tire.
Oh no.
Was it because of the rain?
No, it was just my fault for being confused at the door and entrances to which one to pull into. And I cut too early and I tried to cut back around, but my wheel was already too close to the curb. So when I move it like friction cut it.
Yeah.
And then when I pulled into the lot here, it was flat. But the lovely valet men downstairs just jumped into action. I got out my spare tire and jack, and they're fixing it.
Oh, wow. That's so great.
That's so nice.
Yeah, so I'm going to tip them very well.
Yes.
They replaced my tire.
Was it like a pop? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was quite the sound.
Oh, no.
I'll say. Well, you know, it happens.
It happens.
What can you do?
Do you know how to change a tire?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Do you?
I used to, but I haven't had to in a very long time.
It's easier than you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one of those intimidating things. And I think the reason it's so intimidating is because typically it happens in a horrible situation, like on a freeway. That's terrifying because you do have to sort of gain control of your car, pull it over, and then people are whirring by at 70 miles an hour while you're trying to do a job you've probably done once with your dad or mom at some point. But the last times I've changed cars, it's been like in a parking lot. So it's like changing cars.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to have a couple cars that like were rickety and I had to know how to like jump it all the time or change the tire or like fix it. But now, I haven't had a car for like 10 years because I was in New York. Mm-hmm. So it just truly left my brain.
Yeah,
I can still jump a car. That's pretty simple. Just connecting batteries.
Mm-hmm.
That one always makes me more worried though.
Why?
I don't know.
What
if you chose the wrong thing?
Yeah.
What if you chose the wrong thing? It's always when you get to the ignition, you're like, all right, let's see if we did it.
There's knobs, a risk. There's knobs on your battery.
Isn't it like one's black, one's red?
Yeah, and there's a red knob on your battery
that
you connect it to. Mm-hmm.
I see.
And then on the other car, you put it on the not red part. You put it on the
and sometimes red part. Okay, some cars are not strong enough and you need to actually only jump it with like half. Like if you have a big old truck, then you're jumping a Volkswagen Beetle.
Yeah.
You don't.
As we often are.
Yeah. As you often
always.
Are.
There's Volkswagen Beetles all over the place.
Speaking from my own history where I used to have a Volkswagen Beetle, you have to just ground one of them instead because it's too much for the battery.
That makes sense. Cool.
Well, let's get into
it. Let's do it.
So, how did you two meet?
Zach and I met when we both started working at BuzzFeed about a month apart from one another, and he came in as a higher tier hourly employee than I was. I came in as an intern.
Okay.
And a month later, he showed up as a fellow, which was like an intern plus or a producer minus.
Okay.
Although, and in some ways, I was like, well, he's younger than me, so that sucks. But he also has a degree in filmmaking, so I get that. I don't. But it, you know, I think it all boiled down to who you knew. And I didn't know anyone. He knew people.
Yeah. Did you have to like get him coffee and stuff?
No, I wasn't his subservient. although I think I worked on one of his shoots once. But Zach was great. I didn't have any animosity. It was just sort of like anytime anyone came in and they were like just immediately above you, you're like, oh, what did I do wrong?
Yeah, of course.
What do I suck at?
That was an option? They could just go to that position?
I could have just started there. I would have loved to have started making 50% more than I make.
Do you remember when you guys started like talking to each other as like friends as opposed to like coworkers?
Yeah, I think we became friends more about 4 or 5 months into working there because we were on different teams and we were like acquaintances. And but he used to throw like parties at his apartment, and I would go over to his apartment for parties, and I would often show up like right when the party started because that's who I am. And then I would help them do last minute setup or whatever, and we just hang out and we just
were these like
along.
Wild parties or
sometimes
we're gonna do games sit and giggle.
No, he would get like lights and like playing a whole playlist and maybe have a karaoke situation set up in one room. Then they had a big backyard, so it was typically a get really drunk kind of party.
Oh, I see, I see, I see.
I get it.
What is your favorite memory from traveling together?
Man, we did a lot of traveling this summer when we were on tour, and we've done a lot of traveling before. I mean, the most interesting thing we did is we just went to Australia and Singapore.
Oh, wow.
To tour our Try Guys Legends of the Internet show.
Uh-huh.
And it was very cool performing, you know, internationally. So in general, that was probably the coolest story experience I have with Zach. But like in terms of like funny story, oh, there's this time we were in Florida and we were about to shoot a video where we were swimming with sharks.
Oh boy.
And somehow,
like actually swimming with sharks?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And
like sharks in captivity or sharks in the ocean?
Yeah, in the
bull
wild.
Sharks in the ocean.
Oh, okay.
And we were just swimming.
But sharks don't want to like eat you.
Most of them don't. These are actually one of the more aggressive species that does attack people. But and they like they pack attack. But we didn't get attacked.
Okay, thank goodness. That's good.
Yeah, but yeah, I can go. There's a whole story there. But it was just right before we did that shoot, and somehow we were saying some joke, and something made us laugh, and he like fell over in a way where as he ended his fall, he just gently kissed my elbow. And it wasn't like intentional. It was just like, whoa. I think that was like something we ended up laughing
so
at
sweet.
For 15 minutes.
And then, that is very sweet.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever kissed you while falling. I did cough in your face today.
You did do that.
What's the difference?
Truly. We're sharing germs.
Uh-huh. I'm really sorry. I'm going to think about this for a while.
Man. It's okay.
I don't know. What's your favorite thing about your friend?
My favorite thing about Zach is he's adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of the Try Guys, Ned is not the most adventurous. He's married. He's got a baby.
Okay.
He's got a house.
Okay.
Eugene is also adventurous, but he's like too adventurous, and he's more of a solo adventurer.
Oh. Okay.
So I'd say that Zach and I have the most coupled adventures. Like we go to music festivals together. We went to see the eclipse together when that happened a couple years ago.
Went to see it? Like where?
Yeah, went everywhere?
Yeah, well, it was, but the good, you know, one of the good viewings.
Oh.
We went up to Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Whoa.
Oh.
And it had one of the longest, it was like the second longest totality of eclipse. So it was like 2.5 minutes and it was super cool. It was a terrible nightmare getting there and back because of the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 minutes that was happening, and then the afterglow that everybody had for the next half hour, like everybody in that whole area was like, wasn't that amazing? Oh, and then the birds were acting crazy, weren't they? And everybody was just like agreeing.
Yeah.
He just walked to a town where everybody was just in agreement
that's
about
really
everything
funny.
Positive.
Aww.
So I would say he's very adventurous, and that's probably what I like about Zach.
That's nice. Why do you look confused? What's going on?
I think I was on a plane for the eclipse, and the pilot was like, eclipse is happening.
I think you were. Did you take a picture?
No.
Oh, I feel like I saw a picture
find it.
Of the eclipse, but maybe you weren't.
No, it's just a bunch of people on the plane trying to look out the window being like, where is it?
It's just dark up here.
I highly endorse it. I highly endorse going and making a trip to see the full eclipse at some point in your life. It's like a miracle. It's no wonder that people way a long time ago thought that gods were mad, you know, when something like that happened. Totally. Because it's like crazy.
Yeah.
It looks like if you couldn't explain it, you'd be like, oh, well, we're all about to die. Yeah. Because the sun has just become a black circle.
Yeah.
That's not normal.
Have you seen the Northern Lights?
I haven't. Oh, I want to see those bad.
I want to, too, now.
Now that Nicole just learned what the Northern Lights are.
Yeah. Oh, they're cool. They're weird.
They're very cool. Yeah. I want to see them.
I want to see them, too.
The Andre Borealis. Wait, what is it really called?
Aurora Borealis. The Andre Borealis. Andre Borealis. Aurora Borealis. Yes,
Aurora Borealis.
Who's Andre Borealis? Is that's a person.
I think it's like a pasta sauce. Oh, no.
Celli?
Yeah.
He's the singer.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Pertoli?
It sounds sort of like a basketball player. Andre Borealis.
Oh, boy.
We're all thriving. What is your favorite? Wait.
What's Zach's favorite thing about you?
There we go.
What do you think Zach's favorite thing is about you?
What is his favorite thing about me? Probably that I'm very social, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'd say we'd probably have the same thing. Like, we both like to go adventure together. So we're both just into that thing. Our significant others get along really well. So that's probably a big positive.
Nice.
And, I don't know, we're both the Try Guys that smoke weed, so that's something we have in common.
You bond together. You have smoke breaks together.
He has it more for actual medicinal purposes. I have it more for recreational purposes, although it does help me sleep. But
there you go. That's all you need.
Yeah.
It doesn't help me sleep.
Really?
No. I get stoned, and then I'm like, oh, all the things I could do. And then I'm like, I'll sit on my phone, and then it's 4 a.m., and then I call you and bother you.
What are you doing awake at 4 a.m.?
I don't sleep.
Oh, wow.
I'm just awake all the time.
Rough.
Sober.
I love to sleep. I sleep as much as I can.
I like sleeping during the day. I wish there was a way where you could choose if you want to live during the day or night. Huh. You know how there's different time zones, so there's like daytime everywhere? Fuck that. Just have it be the same time all the time, but some of us live at night, some of us don't.
Wait, hold on.
That sounds too complicated for most people to get behind.
You know how it's like nighttime now in Australia, but everyone's sleeping? Nah, I'll move to Australia and live during the night, and everyone who lives in Australia lives at night.
Okay, sure. Yes. Okay.
Australia has a pretty, Melbourne has a great nightlife scene, so they might get behind that.
All right.
So everyone has to agree that everyone in Australia, they're night people.
Yes.
And if you're not, you got to get out.
You got to leave. Yeah. You got to go to a place where there's daytime.
Mm-hmm.
But there is daytime in Australia.
Yeah, but we're all sleeping.
Everyone's going to sleep through that.
Yeah, my life is at night.
Well, who decides what country is day or night?
The Americans.
Whichever one's in the lead.
Okay, so everyone votes and they're like, we have more daytime people here, so we're daytime.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Well, I think, honestly, then the Asian countries are going to win.
They have so many people.
They have way more population density than us.
Okay. Well, so. I'll live where night happens. I'll live in the losing country.
You might be able to stay here and live at night.
Hell yeah.
That would be the goal, right? Hell That's what you actually want.
Yeah.
All right, it works out.
What an insane dream I have. Okay.
Let's see.
What is something that drives Zach crazy? What is something you do that drives him crazy?
Something I do that drives him crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What drives him crazy? He was upset the other day that we were doing this shoot and we were sort of trying to figure out who would, like, it was like an elimination style shoot, and he was like, I need to get eliminated first because I gotta go do errands, and then I eliminated myself first so that he couldn't. Because I also didn't want to be in the 12-hour shoes. Like, there's no real prize for winning. So, like, get me out of this. I want to go do anything else.
Did he vocalize being annoyed at that?
Later. And that's he's one who likes to gather his frustrations and write a 20-paragraph email about
them. Oh, dang.
So the next question is, what does Zach do that gets on my nerves?
It is.
It's probably that. I know. It doesn't get on my nerves. It's just like, it's like an overwhelming. Yeah, I just can't. Once you've written that much, I just won't read it.
Like you would rather him say it in the moment how he feels, or?
I just would rather.
The letters.
I just don't need it to go into the 18 points of argument of how he has been made to feel this way. Just be like, hey, you did this. That sucked. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
You know, okay, it doesn't need to be drawn out into an essay that I need to read. I'm not a professor over here. I'm not grading papers. So just tell me what I did wrong and I'll apologize and we'll move on.
Yeah.
But I think that the only thing that maybe, I guess that would maybe get on my nerves is just, is how, it's a good attribute of his. It's how thorough he is about problem solving.
Yeah.
But I'm not that type.
That makes sense.
I'm not one who needs to discuss a problem for 2 days to make a decision. I'm just like, just pick a decision. Mm. I'm sure whichever one we pick is good enough.
Yeah. Okay. What's
how do you feel about that?
Yeah, Nicole, you.
Do you two feel like you're on?
Looking with these pensive like facial expressions.
Sorry.
What's going on?
I was like, do you think about things for a long time? You don't, I was trying to think about how we communicate, and I feel like it's short. It'll be like, this thing bothered me. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Right? Like, I don't think we ever have like long emails.
No, I can't think of a time I've wanted to write you a long email. Also, I know you won't read it.
Ding, ding, my friend.
I got to catch you when you're right in front of me.
Listen, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Emails are coming in and out. And it's tough to read them all.
Of course, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which one of you would do better on Survivor?
I would do marginally better on Survivor.
Why?
That is entirely based on I have more body fat to burn.
Ah.
You know, because the first few days they don't eat.
They don't?
Yeah, they really don't. They don't have much. They haven't figured out how they're going to hunt. They haven't figured out.
Wait, they don't give them food?
No.
Okay, so we've asked this question several times.
Have you seen the show?
I have never seen an episode of Survivor. So they take 20 good friends, drop them on an island.
No, they're normally strangers. They're almost always strangers.
Drop them on an island with no food?
Yeah, so they get to basically bring the clothes on their backs and a personal item.
One personal item.
Yeah, and I think that maybe they get like a water bottle and they get some very tiny ration situation. But yeah, it's like one personal item. And your personal item could be a shovel. It could be a picture of your mom. It doesn't really, it's up to you. So most people pick something
shovel?
Versatile. Yeah, some people pick something
to, like,
versatile.
Dig holes.
Yeah.
Or kill somebody. Also,
but think about a shovel. A shovel could be a pan over a fire.
Whoa.
If you took the shovel apart, then now you have a dish that can be heated because it's metal. You also have a wooden rod that could be sharpened to be a spear. You could keep it together, obviously, and dig out an area like lower in the ground if you needed like to have shelter underground. Let's say you're in the desert and it's going to be hot during the day and you want to get some of the cold from the ground to be something that keeps you cool during the day.
Would a shovel be your personal item?
I don't know what my personal item would be.
You know a lot about shovels.
You know so much about shovels.
I've just realized I know a lot about shovels. Plus, shovels normally have like four screws in them that keep the head mounted on the stick.
How would you know that off the top of your head?
You out here murdering
people? Oh, yeah. A shovel has four screws. I've never looked at the screws on a shovel.
Well, you know, you grow up in Tennessee. You got a lot of friends with shovels. You see
Luke. Do you? Is that what happens in Tennessee?
I'll never go to Tennessee.
There's a lot of
walking
shovels.
Walking around the shovel?
Too many shovels.
There's just a lot of farms, you know. Okay. So there's a lot of general shovel-like equipment, sure. Whether it be a rake. Okay. A shovel, a hoe, an axe, a hatchet, etc.
Wow.
So wait, did you say what your personal item would be? You
didn't. I think I'm going with shovel.
You're going to go with shovel?
You should go with shovel.
You know so much about shovels.
Great argument for the shovel.
And yeah, it sounds like you'd be really good at Survivor.
Yeah, I could also you can use it kind of as a blunt axe for like beating down like brush.
Oh.
Beating down brush.
Yeah.
I've never thought about beating a bush.
You beat your bush all the time.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Woo, 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 woo. Have you used the vibrator yet?
No.
I'm going to kill you. Okay. What would you, there's mics in my way. Can you read?
Okay. Yeah.
Please.
What do you hope that you and Zach are both doing 20 years from now?
I hope that we are both pursuing our individual creative pursuits with support from one another. Because I don't think we have the same end goal dreams necessarily. So I don't want to pigeonhole one person into having to work with me on, you know, you don't want to take away their dreams for your dreams. But I hope that we can both pursue our dreams and also support each other's careers and stuff like that. I imagine we'll still be friends.
Yeah.
Maybe live in the same city 20 years. We'd be 50. Gosh, I hope I'm just super loaded and retired by then.
Hell yeah, yeah. Bro. You
know? For sure. Do you know what is one of your end goals?
I like I feel like I'd get into being a talk show host pretty well. I like talking to people, asking questions similarly. And I like the goofy antics that go along with talk shows nowadays. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it fits my vibe of comedy and stuff really well.
Yeah.
What do you think Zach's end goal is?
I think he wants to be a writer-director for cool movies.
Not bad ones?
I mean...
Not those lame-o movies.
If the price is right, I'm sure he'll make a bad one. You know?
This is Hollywood, baby.
I mean, like, every major celebrity has been involved with something horrible, and they're still fine.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
This was great. This is your portion. We're going to kick you out.
Yes. Sounds
bring
good.
Zach in here and talk about you.
All right.
Yes.
Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food, healthy grocery store, you can! Make Thrive Market your go-to for your grocery and household essentials. The convenience of getting everything online and quickly shipped to your doorstep is a huge time saver. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. So the filters I use are, I don't want gluten in my belly. So I say, no gluten, because gluten sometimes it hurts my tummy. So I say, less gluten, more not tootin', you know, because sometimes I get farty. Okay, save time and money as the Thrive Market member on every single grocery order. On average, customers save over 30% each time. I love how Thrive Market supports my life and grocery shopping habits. Ooh, they have a Thrive Market brand creamy peanut butter 16-ounce jar. And that's something I like. And then they have Thrive Market grass-fed organic ground beef. Oh, boy. It's so yummy and delicious. So save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
And now we're back from the break with Zach Kornfeld.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Cool. Okay. We're starting.
Do you remember how you and Keith met?
Oh, we're just getting right into it.
If you want to. Or we can chit-chat.
Would
how
like
are you doing?
Would you like to chit-chat?
Well, no, it's fine.
Do you need foreplay before we
Let's lube you up a little bit.
I like to be, softened.
What did you do today?
Yeah, what's going on?
Not too much. Keith tell you he popped his tire on the way in?
He did.
That's how good of a friend I am, is that my day is reflected by what happened to him.
Yeah.
Okay, I see you have a timer started.
Do you think that's, funny? Or do you feel bad?
I
kind of
thought it was a little funny. I
the
do
way
feel
you
bad.
Asked, do you think that's funny?
Do you think it's funny?
Do you think it's funny? It popped his tire?
Do you think
it's funny?
It's funny now, because I'm sure it put him in a space, but then it's going to suck for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, my girlfriend's sick, so I've been in caretaker mode all day. So this is
what kind of sick have you brought here?
I brought nothing. Mm-hmm. She's just her. She had a rough week. I'm just being a sweetheart.
Okay.
I'm immunosuppressed, so I get sick before
you. What does
that
mean?
It means I take a medicine that makes me very weak.
Oh.
So I'm the one that has to worry. You're good.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm a weak human.
Oh, I'm so sorry about
that.
Yeah,
it's all right. I'm working on it. Okay, let's dive in now. I'm lubed.
Okay, you're lubed up. All right, so how did you two meet? How'd you meet Keith?
I met Keith. We were both working at BuzzFeed. I don't remember actually meeting him, and I wonder if he knows the moment. But he was an intern. I started as a fellow. He still resents me for that. I started at a higher position than him. I don't know. I think probably the first time I really remember interacting with him was, I know he fed me some weird alcohols once for a taste test. Okay. Why were they weird?
It
was like an international alcohol taste test, but they were intentionally the craziest ones he could find. So like Malort from Chicago, which tastes like poison. If you've never had, I don't.
Malort?
Malort. M-A-L-O-R-T. He can tell you all about it.
What kind of liquor is that?
I don't know. He knows it's like his favorite thing because it's so terrible.
Have you ever had whipped vodka?
No.
Well, they've got one that tastes like marshmallows. And I'll tell you something. Doesn't taste like marshmallows.
When you say whipped, is it like a thicker consistency?
No, the brand is just called whipped. I would love it if it came out in chunks.
Yeah. Ew. Yuck.
Curdled vodka. I don't know. I don't feel like I ever met him. I don't even really remember becoming friends with him. It just all of a sudden
happened. Yeah, you know, he's in your life.
It's like, yeah, that night when you're like about to hook up with someone and you don't know the turning point, but all of a sudden it's like, oh shit, it's going down.
Yeah.
That was me and Keith, but with friendship.
Can you remember like when you guys started talking more as friends at like and less as coworkers?
This sucks because I have the worst memory of all time. I forget all the details of my life. And it was probably when we started making these Try Guys videos together is when our bond got deepened. Mm-hmm. You know, we joked the four of us, we were not friends when we started, but our third video that we ever made together, we stayed late after work with two bottles of champagne. We were recreating Kim Kardashian's infamous paper magazine photo. So we were like lubing each other up in baby oil and getting like kind of tipsy and giggling from like 6 to 3 a.m. And that is the day where we're like, okay, we're friends now. Because if we're not friends, then we're probably enemies at this point.
Yeah.
Once you lube up a stranger's butt, you kind of have that moment of decision.
I like that.
Yeah, that's my advice.
Lubing each other up, drinking champagne. It's very funny.
Yeah, very funny picture to imagine.
His butt is so pillowy. It's unbelievable. It is like unfathomably soft and just squishy.
She won't let me touch her butt.
What are you talking about?
You never asked.
I'll leave. I feel
can
like
I
this
touch
is
your butt.
No.
Oh. See, she won't let me. She also won't show me her titties.
She wouldn't show me her titties for years, and she finally did. And she also would scream at me if we were over in a hotel and I was changing. Yeah. She's like, "Get out of here! I don't want to see your nasty titties." And then she showed me her titties, and now I won't show her anything. I got what I want.
I show everybody my everything within reason.
Sure.
I keep my genitals away because that's the thing that no one wants to see. Uh-huh. But my butt is fair game.
Butts are fun.
Butts are funny.
Butts are fun.
I got a tattoo on my butt.
What do you have a tattoo of?
A smiley face.
Ah.
It's my only tattoo, and it's on my tushy.
I like it. I have many butt tattoos.
You have many? Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah, I have a lollipop, an ice cream cone, and a cupcake, and it says, "It's sweet, just taste it." And then I added a hot dog and a hamburger, and it says, "Stick it in these buns."
Oh, my God.
And then on the other side, there's a chili pepper that says, "Muy caliente."
Holy shit. Is this
it's all food. Yeah.
Is this well-known among the people?
I mean, it's not a secret.
Right.
You said that on Conan.
Yeah.
So the people know.
The people know. I don't know if you have it the same way, because you have a lot more than me, but mine's just one tiny little thing, and I forget that it's there until, like, once a month I'm taking a shower and I catch just a reflection in the mirror, and it makes me laugh, so it works.
I look at mine to giggle.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, I'll just look in the mirror and be like, I'm funny.
That's fun.
Okay, what is your favorite memory of traveling together?
You don't look up there.
I did.
Yeah. Don't look at the screen.
I'm sorry.
Don't.
I didn't know you were looking at a thing in the corner. That's human nature.
That's for us to look at.
I wasn't warned.
Don't you dare.
Cheating. I wasn't warned. You didn't tell me.
We thought you had better behavior. Cheating. That's why we didn't tell you.
I'm not. I have terrible behavior.
Very poorly behaved. Cannot believe it.
We started this by me questioning the outline of your podcast, and then I asked about your butt, and my favorite memory. Well, fuck, I looked and I saw his answer. So this is tainted. I'm going to see if I have my favorite. Yes. Okay. Do you remember, was it a year or 2 years ago, the total solar eclipse?
Yeah.
Was it the lunar eclipse? Which one's more better?
I think solar is more better.
Solar eclipse. So
right?
It was this huge thing. It was all across the country. Mm-hmm. And we, with like 4 or 5 days before it happened, we're like, fuck, man. We got to see this thing. And so we looked at it just like spontaneously. We're like, we have to go. And it was months and months. We could have prepared. We didn't. So we looked at like where a list online of what were going to be the best places in the entire country to see, because you need to be in the line for the total eclipse. And you also want to be somewhere that has really good visibility, because if there are clouds that day, you've traveled and spent all this money for nothing. So there was a town called Casper, Wyoming, that was going to be like the top three places in the world to see this thing. Like the worst of the worst motel rooms was thousands and thousands of dollars. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like, I ain't got that money. We can't do this. So Keith and I just got on Twitter and said, hey, anyone watch our videos live in Casper? And sure enough, this very sweet 17-year-old, shout out to Aurora, she answered. We said, we need to talk to your father. We talked to her father. It sounds weirder when I say it, but
yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, it sounds insane.
It's insane. And her father was super sweet and was like, yeah, we have a guest room. Would you guys like to stay with us? And we're like, hell yeah. What? So me, Keith, and his wife, Becky, actually then fiancé, was the last trip they took before they got married.
They knew this 17-year-old girl is gonna inspiring us to get married.
Yeah. Kristen, our marriage.
Lock it down. We flew into Denver, drove up to Wyoming about 4 hours, saw this eclipse. It was the most stunning, unbelievable thing I've ever seen. Also, the girl told us that her bedroom was haunted. It was a whole, like, bizarre scenario.
Did you see a ghost?
No, but his wife hid in a closet and scared the shit out of me. So
that's pretty funny.
It was good. I screamed real loud.
I don't know if I like that.
And then on the way back, it's one road between Wyoming and Denver. Like, that's it. There's only one highway. It's a two-lane highway. Dang. And it was 12 hours of traffic that we sat in.
Wow.
Because everyone was coming back.
Yeah, and that's, again, a thing that if we didn't love each other, that trip should have made us want to kill each other. We got out alive, and the whole weekend was just so wacky and weird.
So that's fun. Like eclipses. Have you ever seen the Northern Lights?
No, I'm dying to. I would love to. We went to Alaska, but we were too far south for it. Because you gotta go way up there for it.
Well, I just learned about them.
Really?
I'm trying to see him.
You just learned about him?
Today.
Truly.
Today.
Today, yes.
Wow. Can I tell you, one of my best friend growing up, in one day, he learned that narwhal were real.
And are whales? No.
They're the unicorn whales, basically.
Whales. They have the spikes.
Okay. And then he also learned that reindeer were not made up. It was like back to back within 20 minutes, he learned that both of
them. I'm sorry.
Rocked his fucking world. Am I about to teach you something?
Yes. Am I? I thought reindeer were not real. I thought deer
are real.
Man deer.
Reindeer different.
Male deers. Wait, what's a rein?
It's just a difference. I can't look at that screen. Can I?
You can look now.
It's a different species.
I guess I thought a reindeer was like a made up term for a deer with antlers that Santa took and made his slave.
Wow.
Did you know they're real?
Yeah.
Like, fully. Okay.
Yeah.
They don't fly real life, unfortunately.
Well, guys, okay. that I kind of inferred. But yeah, I think I thought they were just deer, and reindeer was like a silly term for them.
I think they just are like the tundra's version of deer.
Oh, okay.
Because deer like hang out in New York.
Yeah, in Jersey.
Yeah. and they love Jersey.
Well, in high school, this deer leapt into this kid's car. Yeah,
okay, cool.
And like smashed through his windshield and then kicked him in the face repeatedly.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, this deer was trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Thank God it wasn't a reindeer. Yeah. It would have gotten mauled by the antlers.
Well, he would have flown away with the car.
I'm taking you to the North Pole.
You gotta become a elf.
Do you want to go see the Northern Lights together? I feel like we can make that happen.
Let's go.
Yeah. What are you doing next week?
Next week, I'm in Portland until right before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So after Thanksgiving, let's go.
I mean, my family's coming here, but I would skip Thanksgiving to see the Northern Lights.
Your family came and you're like, I actually got to dip out. I got to see the Northern Lights with a woman who doesn't know what reindeer are.
It feels like it's real magic. The sky is lit up.
It looks like a Lisa Frank light show.
I want it.
I saw it in Iceland.
You did?
Fuck.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was cool. It was.
That's it?
We stayed in a hotel like where that was kind of. You look so mad at me. Why?
Because this is our bucket list. This is our lifelong dream. She's been dreaming of this since she was a wee child. And you've been sitting over there silent, not telling us.
The third time it was mentioned today. And just now you thought it was good to volunteer the information that you already done saw it?
I done saw it, yeah.
I cannot believe that. Why wouldn't you volunteer this the first time it came up?
Well, you were like freaking out. There wasn't really space to say it.
And she won't show you her boobs. This is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, honestly.
But it was in Iceland, and the hotel would like wake you up and be like, the lights, go look. And but it was just, they weren't colorful. They were just like yellow, so it looked like... If no one told me that's what it was, I'd be like, it's light pollution from the other town. I didn't know that's what that was.
Well, how do you get the Lisa Frank lights?
Yeah, because we want like the purple, green, yeah, blue.
I think it's like dependent on the time of year and where you are.
It has to be extremely cold, which sucks. Yeah, I hate the cold, and I want to be just the most cuddled up human at all times.
Fair. Yeah.
I like being cold, so I think the Northern Lights are for me.
Yeah, you would like that.
Yeah, I'd rather be cold than warm. Like hot?
Yeah. I want to be cold and then get warmer.
I like a blanket.
I love a good blanket.
What?
I like a blanket.
What the deal?
We're getting to know each other. Yeah, these are important.
No, it's just very sweet.
Dude, I love
blankets. Yeah, blankets are good.
I'm vibing on all your answers. I feel like we've got some shared commonalities here.
Well, great. You two can go see the Aurora Borealis without me.
Is that the right name?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I called it, what did I call it earlier?
Oh, man.
Andre Borticelli?
Yes.
Okay. What is your favorite thing about Keith?
Oh. What's my favorite thing about Keith? I heard he said his pillowy butt, so I'll come up with a different answer. He's just such a fun-loving guy. He's just such a constant ray of bubbly happiness. He just makes me laugh, and he's fun to be with, and just always positive.
I like that.
I like that too.
What do you think Keith's favorite thing is about you?
Yeah.
You know, I ask myself that all the time. I have no idea. What? Probably that I'm an erotic mess, and that
you said neurotic, right?
Yeah.
You said
erotic.
Yeah. Yes. I'm an erotic mess.
I heard erotic, but then I was like, surely he means neurotic.
Wow, erotic mess is...
Yeah.
I like that more.
There's a woman in the world who describes herself that way. Oh, I'm just... Who, me?
I'm surprised you don't describe yourself that way.
You think I'm an erotic mess? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Maybe I'll put that in my Tinder bio.
An erotic
mess.
It's
pretty good.
I'm an erotic mess.
I should have used that time to figure out what he likes about me, but I'm so self-loathing that I honestly couldn't tell you. I guess
it is a hard question.
I'm funny. I don't know.
Come on, man, have confidence.
I think I am, but why does he like me as a friend? Fuck if I know. Shared experience, history. I've trapped him with memories. we've gone through a lot together. And so I was like, well, that's the guy I did all that stuff with.
It's also very funny. I trapped you with memories. You're like a ghost. I trapped you with memories.
You must feel as though like one of the most important things of friends, especially your childhood friends, is like, you're just all my memories. Because without you, I don't remember what the fuck happened in my life.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't remember anything. So she's the one who really holds the cards.
This is true. I am your memories.
You are my memories.
You're like, where was I that day? And I'm like, you're right with me over here.
But then sometimes you don't remember, and I like it.
Yeah, it's been happening lately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's happening to my brain.
Maybe you've been hanging out with me too much.
I think that might be a hit.
Honestly, yeah, maybe.
Then now we won't have any memories.
It'll just be people walking the earth being like, I don't know.
I don't know, but I like her.
Okay, what is something that you do that drives Keith crazy?
Oh, so many things. I nitpick everything, and like, especially creatively, we're creative partners, and so I will never not have notes on a thing.
Okay.
And nothing will ever be finished, and so that's probably the one. And I could go down that line forever.
Do you like re-edit videos after you've uploaded them since nothing's ever finished?
No, I don't Kanye yet. Once it's released, it's released. But there is like Pixar says that their movies are never completed. They're just released. And I definitely feel that way about anything creative I've ever done. Like you just have to reach that was hard for me, though, like to reach the point where I just accept this thing is over and it has to go out. Having due dates is important for that.
Yeah.
But we have several rounds of notes on every video. We release, and whether I'm the lead on it or not, you will, can imagine that I will come in with about 20 to 40 notes.
Yeah.
On a video.
Dang.
Dang.
What is something Keith does that drives you crazy?
I don't know. He's pretty good. He's like he's like the most even keeled of us. So like we'll all have our own little pissy fits all the time, and like he just kind of, he's like our mom. He's just like, all right, he's gonna take turn take turns, or rather let us take turns being the pissy one. What do I do that drives him crazy?
No. What is something that
no
keeps...
no I
oh okay
I know it I just I yeah just said it.
It's like, wow, you're really being hard on yourself, man.
I mean, I think he would admit this too. Sometimes, I think he's really great he has a really great work ethic, but sometimes there are things that he'll just like ignore. Mm-hmm. And he'll just, I think that has driven me crazy at times when I'm just like, hey man, like, why are you not contributing an answer to this in any way whatsoever? Mm-hmm. So I think he sometimes mentally silos out different responsibilities.
Is it because he doesn't have an answer, or just because he is like, he has an answer, but is like, I don't care?
I think both. Sometimes he just doesn't have an answer, and so he doesn't chime in, which some would say is an admirable trait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But other times, there's definitely been times where I wanted him to like, hey, I can't be the only one to voice this contrarian opinion. I need you to jump in, and he'll just sit there silently. Mm-hmm. That's happened.
Yeah. I get that. Okay.
But again, that's a work thing, and that's not a friendship thing. He's a pretty good person for it to be a friend.
That is a trait that can show up in a friendship.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it has shown up in your friendship, but like you can definitely have an unresponsive friend in situations where you need them to step up and say something.
Yeah, like sometimes I'll ask Tashir where she wants to eat, and she'll be like, you choose. And I'm like, but like, you can just choose. And it's like this whole thing when it's like, I just asked you a question.
This is incorrect, because I'm the one who starts the conversation by asking, where do you want to eat? And she returns with a question to the question I just asked and says, what do you want to eat? But I ask her because I know she's very picky.
That's true.
And I would rather her just pick the place that she wants to go.
Which one of you would do better on Survivor?
We would both suck so hard. I think I would do better on Survivor.
Oh.
Because I neither of you neither of you expected that answer.
Do tell.
You're yes, like, tell we just met you, but we disagree. because...
Yeah, we're like, no, you die on the flight over. I'm kidding. So why do you think you would do better?
Because Keith looks the most delicious. Everyone would want to eat him first. I don't watch Survivor, but I assume that there's cannibalism. Sure. Mm-hmm. And I think I would elicit more sympathy votes. He's big, so people expect him to be
so
capable.
Vote him off first.
You think Survivor is eating people, and then everyone feels bad for one person.
Yeah, and they raise him to the top.
And they raise him to the top, and then he wins.
And then they praise him as their baby king.
Okay. All right. I kind of like this version.
Most monarchs are very weak.
Yeah.
Pale, pasty.
Yes, very pale, very pasty. Weak.
Bleed easily.
Little nasties. Yeah. Okay. What do you hope you're both doing in 20 years?
Oh my God. In 20 years, what do I hope we're both doing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I hope that we're still working together. If not all the time, collaborating, continuing to, I know that he has a lot of musical comedy desires. I have a lot of scripted, desires like behind the camera. And so I think there are projects that it'd be really cool to work on together in that way. We have one that we want to make that only is a joke, but it's called, I'm gonna fuck this up. Sexy Teen Murder High School. Mm-hmm. And it's like all the CW shows where it's sexy teens in a high school that's all about murder, but making that a musical.
I will watch.
That's great. Yeah.
So I will watch. Send
we
me
love
up.
Horny teens doing bad things.
Horny teens love doing bad shit.
And then when you add singing, I'm on board.
Yeah, right? That'd be pretty fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sexy Teen Murder High School. I think that's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme. But.
Pretty funny. I'm already on board.
Yeah.
Great. Cool.
All right, that's it.
That's it.
Now we're going to bring Keith back on in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go over them questions together.
Yeah. I'm going to remember something I hate about him in the next 10 minutes. I'll figure it out.
Say it to his face.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to say it right to his face.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Hi, Keith. Whoa, you don't even know what I said yet.
Hey.
You only know what you said about me, so what did you say?
Yeah, okay.
Well, things got pretty heated in here. I could infer some of your answers, and I didn't like them one bit.
Whoa, was it about the Survivor one?
They were very shocked with my answer.
We had a long talk about Survivor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a long talk about things that weren't questions.
Hmm.
Maybe that's what Keith doesn't like about me is I derail things.
No.
We'll get into what he doesn't like about you.
Yeah, we'll get into it. He answered
one of my
it.
Answers kind of is like that.
Yeah. So he asked both of you, how did you meet? Keith said, we met at BuzzFeed. I was an intern. He was a fellow. We became friends because he was throwing parties and I would show up early and help out. Zach said, BuzzFeed, I was a fellow, started at a higher position than him. He also said that you have a lot of resentment for that.
Mm-hmm. Keith, the least of the group, but yes.
I don't remember the meeting part. Just all of a sudden, we were friends. And we became friends at the beginning of Try Guys. We were creating, the paper shoot about Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
you guys were lubing
magazine.
Each other's butts up.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's when we actually became friends, was working on those videos, but I don't remember.
I think we were friends a little before that because you would throw parties.
I did throw some dope parties.
And I would go to those parties.
I had this like big shared backyard with a bunch of other houses, and I just told them, hey, I'm throwing a party. Come if you want. And then I got like rented bouncy castles.
Whoa,
and shit.
That's fun.
Ever gotten fucked up and then laid on a bouncy castle? It's awesome.
No, but I want
sounds
to.
Fun.
Sounds fun.
Where
great.
Was this? Do you still live there?
No, I don't. That's like three apartments ago.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like fun. We asked what your favorite memory from traveling together was. Keith said the most interesting thing is we went to Australia and Singapore for Legends of the Internet. We went swimming with sharks.
Good plug.
And you fell down, Zach. And when you fell down, you gently kissed his elbow. And then
I do remember that.
Zach said the solar eclipse in
Casper. I thought you kissed my elbow.
I can't remember. It's hard. We've retold the story so many times.
I think you kissed me. I think you're...
Maybe that's the...
I reached for a remote and you reached for it with your head for some reason.
Well, I think I was reaching. It was further, so my head was lower and then it landed. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe I kissed your elbow.
I think you kissed... You
once
kissed
you've
my
kissed
elbow.
Someone else's elbow, it's as if they've kissed yours.
Fair.
Have y'all ever kissed elbows?
No, I don't think so.
I don't really kiss on you.
Wow.
No, you put your hands all over me, but...
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
We had a conversation.
We had a problem because she would put her hands in my face all the time.
Oh.
I had a friend
but
who did
But I didn't
that.
Think I
off.
Did that.
Yeah.
Maybe I do things that I don't think I do, that you keep saying I do. So anyway.
You do.
I don't do. Well. Zach said the solar eclipse in Casper, Wyoming. You guys didn't prepare to go on this trip. It was very expensive. So you went on Twitter, reached out. A fan who's 17 said, come and stay in my house. And you said, not before we talk to daddy. And then you stayed with him. She had a ghost in her room. You saw the eclipse. And then on the way back down, it's one road from Denver to Wyoming. And it was a 12-hour sitting in traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a long time. I talked about that moment as well, but in a different question.
Yes.
Oh.
How about that?
Wow.
We asked...
it's coming up right
wait,
here.
Wait, were y'all feigning shock when I talked about that trip?
Well,
did you know about it?
You said way more in depth than I did. I just talked about how beautiful
yeah,
the
I didn't
was.
Know about... You didn't... Keith didn't talk about the Twitter 17-year-old child who you stayed
I hate
with.
That we're dwelling on the 17-year-old part, but I get that. I understand. You make it sound a lot worse than it than I thought it was. I thought it was pretty chill.
You talk to Dutchie. It's fine.
I feel like you're getting an image in your head of like a thing.
I think
like,
the funniest part about the whole thing was that the girl who invited us, who was clearly very excited on Twitter, like feigned complete disinterest when we arrived, and
she
was
didn't
a very
give a shit about
it. Was
us.
A weird vibe because you'd think like, oh well, she'll be excited, but instead she played like super disinterested. And we were almost like, wow, why did she want us to come over?
It was almost like she knew us and like
yeah.
But it almost felt like she hated our video. It's like she was like, oh hey, what's up?
Huh. It was like she's 17.
Yeah.
She like I think she would be like, did any of her friends come over?
Yes.
Yeah, she's
only,
very
only one. Only she didn't one. Tell other friends. She kept us a secret and they were pissed.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like I think she was playing it super fucking cool and chill.
And by the way, still fond memories of her. So shout out to Aurora.
Yeah.
Yeah. Borealis.
Yes, Aurora Borealis.
Tying it all together.
You do this one.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about your friend? Keith said, he's adventurous. We are the most coupled adventurers out of the group of the Try Guys. We go to music festivals. We went and saw the Eclipse. And that's all the information he gave. Zach said, he's such a fun-loving guy. He's such a ray of bubbly happiness and that you're always positive.
Isn't that nice?
That's true. I texted him like, oops, I got a flat tire. Like, oh, well, it's okay. We're having fun. What are you going to do about it?
Oh,
I thought
you
would have to go get it fixed.
And you send the little emoji with the hands up like, I don't know.
I essentially did. I did think about putting, because I just made an Instagram post about it, and I thought about doing the, but
you
I
know
was
what?
Like, that's not my style.
He texted me, I popped my tire, I said, oh no, and then he said, do you want me to make you tea? And then he made me tea because I was running late.
Well, that's really
that's
sweet.
Very sweet.
Yeah, even though you're in crisis, you're still thinking about your friend.
Well, I know he likes tea. And also, like, he's getting here late, so he's going to want tea. So if I make it for him, we'll lose less time.
Wow. That's nice. Mm-hmm. We asked, what's your favorite thing about you? Keith said,
what's your friend's favorite thing about you?
Damn it. Okay.
It's okay.
All right. Yes.
I just was clarifying because what's your favorite thing about you is a different question than what's your friend's favorite thing about you.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
It's just that this section of the interview always fucks me up with the questions.
It is confusing.
Are you hot?
I'm not. I don't feel hot.
You're so warm.
Thanks.
You're like one of those hand warmers.
Is that your favorite thing about her?
Uh-huh.
That I'm warm.
That her shoulder's
which
really
is actually
warm.
Crazy because I'm usually very cold.
Yes. And I'm freezing right now.
I'm hot.
Damn, it's like ice. No, I'm just kidding. You're actually, you feel your regular human body.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Keith runs very warm, always.
Mm. I'm usually pretty hot, but right now, chilled.
We asked
your friend's favorite thing about you.
What I
thought
their favorite
thing
was.
We said, Keith, what is Zach's favorite thing about you? Keith said, I'm very social, maybe. We both go on adventures together. We're both into that thing. Our significant others get along. Also, out of the four Try Guys, we're the ones who... There's four, right?
Yeah.
I'm not stupid? Okay. We're the two who smoke weed.
Ah, sick, yeah.
Sick, bro.
And then Zach said, I have no idea. I'm a neurotic mess. And then he broke down into tears.
Yeah.
He said, I'm funny? With a huge question mark and rolled around on the floor.
Seven question marks.
Then he said, shared experiences in history? I've trapped him with memories.
Like the parasites from Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
You just fill my brain with positive memories and they're not actually there.
I'm multiplying inside your skull.
Mm-hmm.
We asked, what's something you do that drives your friend crazy? And Keith said... He got annoyed that I eliminated myself after a 12-hour shoot.
I didn't really. He's like, I couldn't think of anything except for yesterday. It was clear you were annoyed that I did that.
That was very recent. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was very recent.
That was like yesterday.
But also that you have long emails of things you're mad about.
Oh, my God. I send the longest fucking emails sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a nightmare. I try not to.
Mm-hmm.
But those words, they just come a-flowing.
They just flow right
out of
you.
The funniest part is that they all the emails end with, I think writing this all out, I found the answer to my question.
But you send it anyway.
I like that.
I want you to know the struggle that I went through.
That's great. And Zach said, I nitpick everything, especially creatively. I will always have notes. Nothing will ever be finished.
I spoke to that as well. I said it was a good thing that you're one of those people that like dwells on the specifics for like 2 days before making a decision. Mm-hmm. And I'm the opposite, where I'll just be like, I'm sure whatever we choose is good enough.
We asked, what's something your friend does that drives you crazy? Keith said he holds grievances and would send them in a multi-paragraph email /paper. Yeah. Okay. What?
I brought it up too early. No, I just never read this part.
You're doing great. Okay. You're thriving right now. You're a strong, independent woman who don't need nobody. Yeah. You're beautiful. Yeah. You got 2 eyes, 2 feet, 10 toes, and a belly button.
Hey, thanks. So
I want to say, like, this is my first time being able to witness the podcast in person, you know, and it's miraculous. So I just want to echo everything.
Thriving.
Uh-huh. It's You're really using an honor.
All of your words. It's great.
All of
Thank
them.
Thank you.
Okay. So Keith continued and said, it doesn't need to be an essay, but it's a good thing about him. He's thorough, but I'm not that type. I don't need that much time. Zach said he's pretty good. He's the most even-keeled of us. He's like our mom. He lets us be pissy. He also has a great work ethic, and there's things that he's just going to ignore. Sometimes I want him to contribute, but that's okay. He doesn't chime in, and I want him to, but it's okay if he doesn't, but I want him to.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I just, sometimes people need to fight things out, and like, I'll just let them sort it out, and then I'll jump in near the end and try to put
a... Keith, you're the tiebreaker. We need you.
Well, I don't
tell one of us we're wrong.
Well, you're all kind of wrong.
We asked, which of you would do better on Survivor? Keith said, I would do marginally better on Survivor. I have more body fat.
We both talked about that.
Mm-hmm. So, I could live longer.
Yeah, because we don't eat in the beginning. And his personal item would be a shovel. And he, when we got to talking about a shovel, he unloaded. He had so much shovels. Information about
what
to
do. Is that how that show works? You bring one personal item. Is it crazy? I've never watched an episode of Survivor.
We also have not. But we asked this question today.
It was like
a phenomenon.
It was crazy. The first season was like, what are they making? Is this okay? Yeah. It's on TV. Is someone going
to
die?
Can you do that to people?
They look like they're dying.
Like, and it's like, been on for like 20 years or something.
The first episode to last episode photos, they look like they're dying.
Oh, no. Yeah, because like, there's no food.
Yeah.
You have to hunt for
especially
your
the first season, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing, and there probably wasn't a lot of like oversight.
Yeah, now prep for it.
Reality television, they're not concerned with people.
No.
Do they ever hook up on Survivor?
Probably.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean,
hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right?
They're dying.
But aren't they like stinky?
Probably, but everyone's stinky. That's like being Elizabethan times.
You get like stinky. so stinky that it becomes it's like an erotic mess.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, that's an erotic mess, yeah.
So Zach said, oh man, we would both suck. Mm-hmm. I think I would do better on Survivor because Keith is the most delicious. He's got more body fat, he's delicious, and people would want to eat him. And he's big, so they'd want to eliminate him. I would elicit more sympathy votes. Which leads us, you don't know anything about Survivor.
Nah, that's true.
I just think they would keep me around because like, I'm not worried about this guy.
That's true, actually. That's probably more correct than my answer because it is so much about politics of who you're threatened by and they get rid of the people they're threatened by.
Whoa.
Oh, nobody would get rid of me. They'd be like, this dummy, just let's keep her around for as long as possible.
They'd maybe do it like it was like a sympathy, a pity pardoning. They'd just be like, we got to vote this guy out. Yeah, he's not doing so
well. They did do that once when someone was super sick and they voted him out because he was too sick.
What kind of sick?
He was basically like probably something like, what's the one where you shit like crazy forever?
Diarrhea?
No, it's a more dysentery.
See, that's what I mean about reality show producers not caring. That's when someone steps in and goes, we have to send you home.
Yeah.
We need to do this.
You're going
to
die of dehydration. Yeah,
you might pass. Yeah. That's not a good look.
No.
Yeah.
But it might get you an Emmy. We asked, what do you hope you're both doing in 20 years? Keith said, I hope we're both pursuing our individual creative pursuits with support from one another. I want to be a talk show host. And Zach wants to be a writer-director for cool movies. And I asked about bad movies, and he said, probably for the money. And then Zach said, I hope we're still working together. We have different desires, but our skills would make it fun to work on things together, like Sexy Teen Murder High.
That's definitely a good example.
Wow,
I hope it doesn't take us 20 years.
Yeah, that's true.
I also said 20 years, we'll be like in our 50s. I hope we're just rich and retired.
That's a fair point.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, in 20 years, I hope that everyone's forgotten about me.
Oh.
And then everyone's just like, how's that dude got that money? He's like, he was like big 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's not a bad goal.
Yeah.
Cool. I'd be cool with that.
Yeah.
And you'll have Sexy Teen Murder
high school.
Mm-hmm. 47.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll it'll be very franchise.
Yes, yes. It's going to be good.
It'll be Sexy Teen Murder High School, the movie, the series.
Yeah.
On Disney Plus.
The college years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the college years. Post-grad. Mm-hmm. We're back at it.
Law school.
Law school.
Origin story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and this can go several different ways.
Bring it to space.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes.
Sexy teen murder space. It'll be so hard for them to kill because they'll be floating.
Yeah, they'll be so slow getting to each person. I'm going to get you. Ooh.
No, you won't.
Also hard for them to have sex.
Oh, yeah.
They're just in space. They're just
open
space? In space, no one can hear you sing.
Have people fucked in space?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's true.
Kimmy on the keys, can you please Google?
You know, did you read that people estimate that, like, I think only by 2025 or 2030, they're trying to get a simulated gravity hotel into space?
I'm not going.
Simulated gravity?
Yeah, you know, just basically so that you walk. Because, you know, on movies, that like, everyone can walk on the space deck. You can't fucking do that in space. They don't know how to make a temporary controlled gravity where you can just walk. And when you're a spaceship, you're still floating around, right?
Wow.
Because gravity is... the Earth.
Why the hell am I going to go through the trouble of going to space to walk like I'm on Earth, like an idiot?
I'm sure they can turn it off.
Insane.
I want to float the whole time.
Yeah. It's really bad for your body.
What, really?
So wait. Like your organs are floating too, right?
No, it's more that your muscles.
What? It's a sheer. You think our organs are just in our bodies, not tethered to a thing?
Yeah, this is floating around.
Finally, you have said something insane.
they're floating to like your chest.
Your liver's just swimming around in your body.
You're right, they are just piled in there.
They're not like.
Like when you go on roller coasters, your shit moves around.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And think about corsets.
Yes.
They move shit around. But the thing is about...
Thank you.
No, it's still wild.
When it comes to space...
Your heart's not just bouncing around.
That's not what I said.
Well, the heart, no. It's more... It's definitely tethered. But you basically... Astronauts, when they come back, they have to go through a long physical therapy to get their muscles working normally. Because think about, like, standing... There is some resistance to stand up. In space, there is none.
Mm. I'm just talking like a quick weekend away. I'm sure my muscles will be fine.
Yeah, you'll be sore the next couple days.
I'm just going for the weekend.
Yeah.
Kimmy on the keys. People, no sex in space yet.
It hasn't happened yet.
Officially
complicated.
It's complicated.
Because of the way the motion works and then with gravity and everything.
You're telling me a hot piece like Buzz Aldrin was up there and no one took a crack at that? Right.
But was he actually up there or was he in a soundstage?
That's a great point.
Wow.
Yeah, no one's had sex in space because we've never been.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Damn.
And that's how we're going to end this. People are going to come at me and be like, we've been to space!
We've been to space.
I did Neil deGrasse Tyson's show, and he'll have, not to brag, and
that's pretty cool.
He'll have like experts on the show, and then comedians to like make it light. And so there was like a space historian or NASA historian next to me, and he asked the historian like, "What was the hardest part about the moon landing?" And I said, "The lighting." And I did one of those elbows to him. I was like, and he was like, "No, actually, it has happened. A lot of people keep trying to debunk it." And then, like, one of his helpers after the show, like, gave me a pin that had the footprint of who was it?
Buzz.
Neil.
The first footprint.
Buzz Armstrong. And she was like, Lightyear.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear. And she was like, "I like to have this to remind myself of the landing. You should have it too." And I wish I was like, "It was this like a from the set? Like, it was like a little replica of what you guys filmed?" I didn't realize it was stop motion. But
I worked on a show that had pens. Yeah.
But I was like, I do believe that it's real. I'm the comedian. But yeah.
We're just being funny.
We're just being funny.
Are those all the questions?
That's it.
Wow.
You guys have proved that you're friends.
Wow. But what would be your personal item for Survivor?
I didn't know that was part of the question.
We didn't ask.
Okay. And let me tell you about shovels. No, you want to pick something that's versatile that could be like more than one tool, but it basically is a tool.
I'd probably bring like all my like pills and vitamins and shit.
You don't have to put it all in one bottle because you get one personal item.
And you don't know which pill is what.
Maybe one of those weak cases would work.
Where my okay.
Yeah, that's what I got. I think you could do that. A good one of those. Maybe I'd bring one of those like Giardia straws. The one that doesn't give you Giardia, not the one that gives you Giardia.
You should never buy the Giardia straw that gives you Giardia. What?
Just something that allows you to drink clean water out of anything.
What?
A teapot.
Oh my God, a teapot. Yeah, that'd be very you.
Yeah.
That's them.
What is it? What's Giardia?
Giardia. It is a nasty, I believe, bacteria, and it just makes you shit all over the place.
Why do you know about this?
Oh, we've done some videos. Also, my dog had it, not my dad.
My dog
came to us with Giardia that he got from his mom, and he had like horrible poop issues for months.
What kind of dog do you have?
Australian Shepherd. He's a real cutie.
Google, please, Kimmy. Australia Shepherd. I don't think I know what that looks like.
I used to have
one.
Oh, you've seen one. He's a cutie.
Whoa! Yeah,
he's got crazy blue eyes, too. He looks like a White Walker.
Yeah. What's a White Walker?
From Game of Thrones.
I don't know anything. I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you're not
The only
much.
Episode I've ever seen was like a brother and sister in a fucking cave, and then like...
Was it
rocks
a cave for fucking or a fucking cave? Because both exist in that universe.
Well, a fucking cave. Not a cave for a fucking. Whoa, that dog's cute.
Yeah, he's hot.
I love that dog. He looks so
He's way too pretty for me.
He's such a good boy.
He's my girlfriend's. I mean, she got him. It's mine, but she's the reason we have such a beautiful
dog.
It's
theirs.
It's ours.
Yeah, it's ours.
But you know, you see some people with a dog, you're like, that dog's too good looking for you. Like
no,
you see
I've
someone
never
with like
thought
a,
that
with a a gorgeous, beautiful, tall dog.
That dog's out of his
that
league.
That dog would never fuck that owner. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever thought that. Well, that's it.
Wow, this was fun.
This was very fun. Thank you guys for coming.
I hope everyone out there listening thinks about what they will bring.
I hope
their
so too.
Survivor.
It's an Me important too. Question.
What would you bring?
My diva cup.
That's a good one.
That's important.
That is. Smart,
right? I'm gonna need it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna bring?
Probably a flask of vodka.
Okay.
Or maybe a full bottle.
I'd bring a handle if you're gonna bring it.
It's gonna be a long time.
See, that's actually a great thing because it's an antiseptic.
Hell yeah. That's what I was thinking.
So
I don't think that's what you were thinking.
Can
yeah,
I bring
right in some wounds?
Am I allowed to bring a flamethrower? Like the kind that Elon Musk was selling?
I don't know. There probably are some
he was
limitations, but damn.
Flamethrowers?
Yeah, and they're crazy over there.
I mean, what a nightmare. Well, if you like this episode, you want to talk to us, you can email us at holesofshare@gmail.com.
Or call us at 424-645-7003.
And if you like our faces, we put it on merch. You can get it at podswag.com/bestfriend.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.